Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Gimel. Today's shir is sponsored by Josh Gottesman in honor of Natan Rossman's upcoming birthday this Shabbos, wishing him a bracha that he continues to succeed in his journey of learning the daf and growing as a Ben Torah, and also v'zechus u'refuah shlema for Kol Chol Yisrael. It's also sponsored anonymously, v'zechus u'refuah shlema for Noach Ben Yispa Devora. He should have a refuah shlema bekarov. It's also sponsored by Jerry Gross for a dear cousin, Kalman Yukatil Ben Miriam Perel, and for Harav Chaim Aryeh Zev Ben Edel, who are both desperately battling the COVID-19 virus, and v'zechus of the daf shir, they and Kol Chol Am Yisrael should be zochet u'refuah shlema bekarov mamish. And is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We should see refuos and yeshuos for Klal Yisrael bekarov mamish. So we are holding on daf lamed beis and beis, three lines from the bottom of the page. Ba'avon gazel. So we're going through a list. The Gemara is in the middle of going through a list of all of these different averos that lead to different punishments. So we went through three of them yesterday, and then we're going to have six more taking us through the majority of Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara is going to talk about why the disease of Hidroken happens, and we're going to discuss three different Amoraim who suffered from this disease. We're also going to describe a little bit the different forms that this disease takes on. And the Gemara is also going to talk about different opinions for the cause of Askara. So we're essentially going to describe the pathology or the spiritual pathology, I guess, of some of these diseases. The Gemara is then going to tell us the famous story of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Lazar in the cave. That's Shabbat, the easy mnemonic to remember. Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel Lag. That's the famous Lag BaOmer related story of Rashbi and Rabbi Lazar in the cave. So that's what makes this probably one of the most famous dafim in Shas. Just want to remind everyone or inform everyone that on Chol HaMoed the Daf Yomi Shir is going to be at 7:45 a.m. each day. It's going to be on a Sunday schedule throughout Chol HaMoed. So let's begin. Three lines from the bottom of the page. Ba'avon gezel hagovai ola. As a result of gezel, a number of things happen. If people are stealing a lot, so there's going to be locusts that attack our grain. And va'arav hoven, that's going to cause famine. People are going to be so starving that they're going to eat the flesh of their own sons and daughters, of their own children. Usually that's not only a sign of starvation, it's a sign of people going delirious, because no matter how hungry you are, a person doesn't resort to that unless they're out of their minds, unless they're absolutely delirious. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Sefer Amos, Shimu adavar hazeh paros habashana shabahar shomron ha'oshkos dalim ha'rotzitos avyonim, and the Pasuk continues, ha'omros adoneim ha'viyavinishta, and the Pasuk is talking, the Navi is informing the paros habashan. The paros habashan are the wives of important people, that because they live such a decadent lifestyle, they become fat like cows, and they steal from the poor. They force their husbands to put pressure on their husbands to bring back significant parnasa, and that ultimately forces them to steal from the poor. That encourages them to steal from the poor. So these paros habashan that were in the times of the Amoraim is what the Gemara elaborates on. So Amar Rava kigon hani nashi demechuza. Who are the modern day examples or the Talmudic day examples of the paros habashan? These are the women of Machuza, da'achlan v'lo avdan, that they consume the money that their husbands bring back, but they don't work at all, and they don't have any ma'isi adayim to contribute anything. So that it's a ki'ilu, they're stealing from their husbands, uksiv, and the punishment for the paros habashan is he kesi eschem b'shidafon v'yeirakon, charbos kagoseim v'charmechem seinechem zeisechem yochal ha'gozem, uksiv, yesar gozem ochal ha'arbe, v'yesar arba ochal ha'yelek, v'yesar. So from the fact that it says Yesar Gazem, we see that when it says in the Nevuah of Amos that Yochal Gazem, it's only the beginning of the Makkah. And then all of these other Makkos that are elaborated on in Sefer Yoel are going to continue to happen. So once the Chagavim eat all of the grain, there's going to be a famine. Uksiv, and when there's famine, the Navi Yeshayahu tells us, Vayigzal Yamin V'ra'i V'yochal Smol V'lo Saveu, Ish Bisar Zro'o Yochelu, that people will eat the flesh off of their arms. But Al Tikri Bisar Zro'o, it's even worse. El Bisar Zaro, don't eat it as the flesh off of their arms, but the flesh of their children. So you see how it goes. It starts with stealing from the poor. It starts with the Paros HaBashan, stealing from the poor. And it goes on and on to the point that gets so desperate that people are eating Bisar Zaram. So it all starts with Bavon Gezel. Bavon Inoy Adin, when it comes to the Avera of Inoy Adin, which is delaying judgment and causing the Balei Din to wait until they receive judgment. Uvi Ivus Adin, and Ivus Adin means purposely perverting justice. Vi Kilkul Adin, Kilkul Adin is rushing to judgment and not weighing all of the factors properly. Ubitul Torah, and also for Bitul Torah, the following terrible things happen. Cherev Uviza Rabba, there's going to be our enemies are going to attack us with the sword, and they're going to despoil us. V'dever, and there's going to be a magefa. Uvitzaris ba, and there's going to be famine. Ubnei Adam ochlin vein svein, people are going to eat but not be satiated. Va'ochlin lachman b'mishkal, they're going to have to weigh out their bread because there's going to be such shortages. Dichsiv ve'vesi aleichem cherev nokemes nekam bris, because the pasuk says in the Tochacha that the nekama is for failure in the bris. So because there's going to be cherev nokemes nekam bris, the cherev is going to come because of failure in bris. And what is bris? Rein bris ela Torah. Shenemar im lo brisi yomam v'layla. So you see that because of the avera of bitul Torah, we're going to have to fight wars and we're going to lose wars. And that's going to bring about the despoiling of all of our resources. And it's going to have dever as well. Uksiv b'shivri lechem mati lechem v'afu eser nashim. The pasuk in the Tochacha describes that there's going to be famine and people are going to have to weigh out their bread to ration it out. Uksiv yan uviyan b'mishpatai ma'asu. And the pasuk continues in the Tochacha and says, and you know why else all of this happens? Not only because of bris and ain bris al Torah, but because b'mishpatai ma'asu. They come about because of mishpat, because of inoy adin and ivus adin and kilkul adin, that failures in promoting justice properly, certainly on behalf of the Beis Din, is going to bring about all of these terrible things. Bavon Shvu Ashav, when it comes to the Avera of Shvu Ashav, that a person swears falsely in an obvious way, that's a Shvu Ashav. Shvu Asheker, a person swears falsely in a way that people will actually believe him. An obvious way would be like, he says, Al Ish Shehu Isha, or something like that, something that's obviously not true. He takes a rock and he says that it's gold. So everyone knows that it's not true, so that's called the Shvu Ashav. Shvu Asheker is something that people might actually believe him about. It's close enough to the truth that he might fool people. V'chil Hashem, and also for the Avera of Chilul Hashem, that a person is an Adam Gadol is not makbid about how he behaves, and he's gonna make mistakes and violate Divrei Torah, and other people will learn from him and will be mezalzel in mitzvos as well. That's the definition of Chilul Hashem. Because I'm gonna say such an Adam Gadol certainly understands that the Torah doesn't have to be observed so carefully, because look how he's observing the Torah, and that's gonna be the ultimate. Chilul Hashem. That's how Rashi explains, is that the Kedusha of the Torah and the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes Chulin Be'inei B'nei Adam. Other people view it as not so important. So if people view it as not so important, that's because of a poor example that is set by the leadership. At each Chag HaSmicha that we've had in Yeshiva and YU in the past couple of cycles, we just missed the Chag HaSmicha this year, a couple of weeks ago, but each Chag HaSmicha that we've had, Rav Shachter has spoken, and that's the point that he always drives home, that if these guys are going to be Rabbanim, so they have to realize that they have to live at a higher level. They have to live in a way that very often people will look at them and will assume that if for the rabbi that's okay, so a level or two below that is good for me, is good for everybody else. So they have to be cognizant of that they're setting an example. So anyway, so because of these averos of Shvu Ashav and Shvu Ashek and Chilul Hashem, Vichil Shabbos, and also because of Chilul Shabbos, Chaya Ra'orava, they're there's going to be wild beasts that are going to take over. Ubehema kala, and therefore the animals that we rely on are not going to exist anymore because these wild beasts are going to attack them. Ubene adam ismatin, and there are going to be fewer people. Vadracha mishtomimin, and the highways are going to be empty. I don't know how many of you have been on highways recently. They're pretty empty. I'm wondering, like, why they don't have construction crews fixing them all now. They're gonna wait till everyone gets back on the highways, and then they're gonna do construction on the Belt Parkway for a year or something. But right now that you have this it's mishtomim, and the Meiri writes that this is mida keneged mida, because the madrega of a person klapei Hakadosh Baruch Hu is similar to the madrega of a chaya and a behema klapei a person. So someone who's nishba l'sheker, who's mechal shem shemayim, is pogim es Hashem, he's showing a lack of recognition of the difference between the madrega of a human and the madrega of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the animals are going to show a lack of recognition for the difference between their madrega and our madrega. Shenamra, the pasuk says in the Tochan Vayikrovim, Be'ela lo tivasruli, al tikri be'ela ela ba'ala, it's a lashon of shavua uksiv, and what's going to happen as a result of that? What's going to be the punishment? Ve'ishlachti b'chem es chayas hasada, the chayas hasada are going to come. So we see, because of shavua shav and shavua sheker, chaya ra is going to happen, and behemos and bnei adam are going to be mismait, and the highways are going to be empty. So the Gemara says, how do I know that that's going to be? So I see very clearly in the psukim that that's what happens when there's shavua shav, shavua sheker. How do I know that that's what happens when there's chil Hashem and chil Shabbos as well? Uksiv b'shavua sheker, because in describing shavua sheker, the pasuk says, velosi shavu b'shmila sheker v'chilalta Hashem Elokecha u'b'chil Hashem k'siv. So you see chil Hashem u'b'chil Hashem k'siv, and by chil Hashem it says lo sechalu Hashem katshi u'b'chil Shabbos k'siv mechalaleha mos yimas v'yalev chil chil mishvah sheker. So we link chil chil to shavua sheker, and that's how we know that for shavua sheker and shavua shav and for chil Shabbos, all of these same punishments that appear in the tochacha are going to happen with the chayirah and the mismait behemos and the bnei adam on the roads v'chulei. Now the Gemara says a seventh avera, b'avon shvichus damim, and as for the avera of murder, beis hamigdash charev v'shchina mistalechas miyisrael, the beis hamigdash will be destroyed and the shchina will abandon Klal Yisrael shenemar, because the pasuk says v'lo sachnifu, that velositamias arts asher temioshvimba asher nishochem besocha. It's there are a lot of words in between velosachnif and velositame. It's just starting off the series of psukim, but the pasuk says velositame. So we learn that if you're not metame the land with murder, then atemioshvimba, then anishochem besocha, then you'll be able to settle the land. Then there will be ashras hashchina. Ha'atem metame mosa incham yoshvimba ve'inishochem besocha. But if you are metame the land, then you will not be able to settle the land, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not have Ashras HaShechina, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and the Shechina is going to leave Klal Yisrael. So you don't see that the Shechina leaves Klal Yisrael, you see that the Shechina leaves, that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. But the Marsha points out that the Gemara is being samech on the Hemshech of the Pasuk, Ki Ani Hashem Shochin B'soch B'nei Yisrael. So from there you see that it's also that the Shechina is not going to be besoch b'nei Yisrael when we're metame the aretz. So it's not only an abandonment of the Shechina from the Makom HaMikdash, but it's an abandonment of the Shechina from Klal Yisrael as well. Ba'avon Gili Arayis, as a result of the aver of Gili Arayis, va'avod chavmin, avod zara, va'ashmata, shmita, v'yovlos, and failure to observe shmita and yovel, galus bal yolam. So we're exiled. Umaglin osan, the b'nei Yisrael are sent out of Eretz Yisrael, ubar nachern v'yoshmi mekoman, and we are replaced by other people who come and live in our land. Shemar ki es kol ha'toev v'sha'el osu anshei aretz, that that's talking about Gili Arayus, that we're metame the land with Gili Arayus. Uksiv atitma aretz ve'afkod avona aleha uksiv v'lo saki aretz eschem betamachem osa, that when you're metame the land, we're going to be punished with galus. The land is going to spit us out. Uba v'dus kochav m'ksiv. So I see that that's the punishment for Gili Arayus. How do I know that that the same thing is the makar. How do I know the makar for galus because of failure to observe shmita and yovel? Because we have avodah zarah, it says v'nasati es pigrechem. The pasuk continues al pigregu lechem v'gal anafshi eschem, that we're punished by dying from famine when we fall on and die on the avodah zarah that we worship to ksiv. And the pasuk says in the klalos that come as a result of avodah zarah vashimosias mikdashechem, that the base of mikdash is going to be desolate and that we're not going to be able to bring karbanos v'eschem ezara b'goyim, and we're going to be spread out amongst the goyim. So we see that that we're punished with galus for the avera of avodah zarah b'shmita u'b'yovlos ksiv, and we find the same thing by shmita and yovel. Oz tiratza ha'aretz hasham soseh kol yemei hashama v'atem ba'aretz oyveichem, that the land is going to ask for its rest, meaning the shmita and yovel that we didn't observe while we were there, the land is going to make up for while we're in galus. Uksiv kol yemei hashama tishbos, that all the days that the land is going to be desolate because we're in galus it's going to be in place of the shmitas and the yovlos that we didn't observe properly. So you see clearly that for failure to observe Shemitah and Yovel, the punishment is going to be galus. Rashi on the pasuk actually goes through the cheshbon of 70 years of galus bavel that were connected 70 Shemitahs in Yovel that the Bnei Yisrael didn't observe. So Rashi highlights that there's an actual direct mathematical correlation between the amount of galus and the amount of Shemitah and Yovel that wasn't observed. Then a final avera, bavo nivlus peh, as a result of nivl peh, speaking nivl peh doesn't mean saying not nice words that you're not allowed to say on family television or something, on family programs. No, nivul peh means that's something else. That's the sugya at the beginning of Pesachim, that a person is supposed to speak b'lishna nekiya, b'lishna ma'alya. Nivul peh means that a person speaks about topics that are more inappropriate to speak about. So it's not only the choice of words, but it's the choice of topics that one speaks about. So bavon nivlus peh, tsaros rabos gzeros kashos mischadchos. Because of nivul peh, there's going to be great tsaros and terrible gzeros. Ubachure sona Yisrael mesim, and that's a lashon sagi nahar to call sona Yisrael. It means that young Jewish men are going to die. Yisomim almanos tzoakin, and there are going to be orphans and widows that cry out for help. Veinonanin, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu's not going to respond to their pleas. Shenemra al kein al bachurav lo yismach Hashem ves yisoma ves almanosav lo yirachim ki chulo chanafim reya v'chol peh dover nivala. Why does that happen? Because v'chol peh dover nivala, there's nivul peh v'chol zos lo shavapo v'od yado netuya, and with all that Hashem's anger is not going to subside, and his arm is still going to be outstretched to punish us for our nivul peh. May v'od yado netuya, what does that mean v'od yado netuya? Amar av chan barava kol yodin kala lama nichnas al chupa. Everyone knows what the plan is when a couple gets married, when a kala goes into the chupa. But if a person speaks about such topics and is menaval piv to talk about such topics, then even if previously there was a chasimas gzardin of shivim shana l'tova, it's going to be turned around l'ra'a. Someone who engages in nivul peh, Gehenim is going to be deepened for him. He's going to be put in a deeper place in Gehenim. Shneemar, but the pasuk says in Mishlei, Shucha Amuka Pi Zaros, that a deep pit is prepared for someone who speaks Zaros, who speaks in a way that is far into the way a Jew is supposed to speak. A Jew is always supposed to speak in a Lishna Ma'alya and a Lishna Nakiya in the most dignified way possible, and about the most dignified topics possible. That's why in Lashon HaKodesh it sets the example. There aren't even words for things that are unspeakable in Lashon HaKodesh for body parts and for other things like that, that we don't even know. We don't even have words in Lashon HaKodesh. Modern Hebrew has to make up words that don't exist in Lashon HaKodesh because the Lashon HaKodesh is a Lishna Ma'alya, it's a Lishna Nekiya, and it's the way a person is always supposed to speak. I was always inspired by Rabbi Friend once commented that Rav Pam said about his mother that his mother couldn't say the word sheker. She thought that it was like a dirty word. She couldn't say, whenever something wasn't true, she would only say das is nisht emes. That was that's the way a person of a certain amount of dignity, of a certain madrega, carries themselves. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Av Shomea V'Shosek, that even someone who hears someone else speaking nivel peh and is just quiet and listens to it and takes it. So someone watches television or movies that have a ton of nivel peh and speak about such topics. So and they're just sitting silently by and not doing anything about it and listening to it. That also has an impact on a person. Shnemer Zu'um Hashem Yipol Sham. Someone who's a Zu'um of Hashem, who's in the proximity of nivel peh and is quiet, is angering Hashem by sitting there quietly as he's listening to nivel peh. The Ovdei Hashem, the Arzura points out that Ovdei Hashem, the derech of Ovdei Hashem, is not to just sit idly by as other people are violating the Ratzon Hashem. But the Arzura points out that this is talking about our requirement to be mochiach, our requirement to correct people's behavior, and that requirement is limited to situations where we have the capacity to correct people's behavior. If we're not going to be able to do anything about it, then we don't necessarily have mitzvah mochiach tochiach, but also we don't have an excuse to sit around and just sit there listening to such nivel peh. We should change our environment and go to a place where such nivel peh doesn't exist. So that's all the averos and the punishments. Now we're going to go through two different diseases and what these diseases come as a result of. Not such cheerful topics in the beginning of the daf. Someone who focuses himself on doing averos, he's going to suffer physically. That he's going to have all sorts of swells and boils all over him. And he's going to suffer from an intestinal disease called adroken. Shnemar umakus chadrevoten. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak simon avera hadroken. A simon for the avera of znus is a person who suffers from adroken. Tan Rabban Shloshim mina adroken hein. There are three types of adroken that come about as a result of three different averos. Shel avera, when it's coming because of znus, ove, then his flesh is going to become swollen. Vishal ra'av, if it's coming because of famine, tafuach, then his skin is going to be swollen over his flesh, and it's going to fill with water between his skin and his flesh. Vishal kshafim, and if the adroken comes about because of kishuf that was done against him, then dak, then his flesh is going to become very weak. Shmuel HaKatan Chashbe. Shmuel HaKatan suffered from a droken. So Amar Ribono Shel Olam, mi mefis, who's going to know what this adroken came to me because of? Meaning, if there are three causes of a droken and one of them is znus, maybe people will be choshesh, will be motzi laz that I did some avera. So itasi. So because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed him. Another ma'isa, Abaye Chashbe. Abaye suffered from a droken. Amar Rava Yadana Be Ben Achmani Demach Ben Nafshe. I know exactly why Abaye is suffering from it, because a drunken also comes about because of starvation, and he would fast so much, he got himself ill from eating so little. But don't think that Abaye chas v'shalom suffered from this illness as a result of Avera. It's not because of any Avera that he did. Rava chashbe, Rava suffered from a drunken. V'arava udamer nefishe k'tile k'edar minefiche chafen. But didn't Rava himself say that more people die because of holding in when they need to go to the bathroom than people who die from a droken that comes about as a result of starvation? So the Gemara is asking, how could Rava have suffered from a droken? He says, he knew that it was, he discouraged, he was very upset that Abaye starved himself. So there's no way Rava would have done the same thing. And you also can't say that it came from holding himself in, from not going to the bathroom, because he's the one that says in Maseches Makos that you shouldn't do it. He's the one that warned about not holding oneself in from going to the bathroom. So it can't be that he would have violated his own warnings. So says Gemara, that's not true. A lot of times people warn others about proper behavior, but because by virtue of their position and their life experiences and what's expected of them in society, they're forced to go against their own better judgment. Who are the ones that are telling us to be safe and not expose yourself to disease? It's the doctors and the healthcare professionals. But they don't have a choice. They have to expose themselves to the disease every single day. So very often a person is put in a position where they're being mazir others, but nevertheless, because of what's expected of them, they have to be careful. They're forced into such positions. So Rav as well, Shiny Rava, Dansile Rabbanan Beidne Bal Korche. Rava never would have held himself in when he had to go to the bathroom, but the Talmidim were always learning from him, and they would always they wouldn't be able to stop from the learning. He wouldn't be able to take a break, and therefore he suffered from a droken. The Gemara Makos Tezayin says that it's a violation of an iser to hold oneself in when it's bal tishaktzu, to hold oneself in when one has to go to the bathroom. Shmuel Deshon points out, but nevertheless, that iser of bal tishaktzu is only nisr midrabanan, it's an asmachta to hold oneself in, and kavod abrios is doche, that iser drabanan. So he didn't have to tell his talmidim in the middle of shir that he has to go use the bathroom. Tan rabban arba simanim heim. There are four simanim. Simon la aveira hidroken. A simon for someone who commits znus is that he suffers from a droken. Simon sinas chinam yerakon. Jaundice strikes someone who violates sinas chinam. Simon legas saruach anius. And anius strikes someone who is arrogant. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin Daf Mem Tes says it's anius b'Torah. That Torah is the Gemara Tainus talks about how the Torah is nimshal l'mayim, that just like mayim always goes to the lowest place, Torah is always found among those who are most humble. So a person is going to be an ani b'Torah if he has gasas aruach, if he has a sense of gaiva. The Maharal just points out that the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like it's anius b'mamon. So the Gemara in Kiddushin might be telling us that the ikar anius is b'Torah, but there's also anius b'mamon for someone who was a bal gaiva. Simon lashon hara askara, and a simon for someone who's a bal lashon hara is that he suffers this disease called askara, which is some sort of intestinal disease that ultimately works its way up to the throat. So now the Gemara is going to discuss askara. Tan Rabban, askara ba'al li'olam al ha-maiser. Askara comes to the world because a person eats tevel. He's not careful about trumas or maisers. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Yomer al lashon hara. That is because a person violates lashon hara. So Amar Rav Avitam Rabbi Shoban Levi. Mikra, what's the pasuk that tells us that lashon hara leads one to suffer from askara? Pasuk says in Tehillim, "Va'melech yismach melukim yishalel kol anishbabo ki yisacher pi dovrei shaker." Dovrei shaker are people who speak lashon hara. Yisacher is a lashon of askara. So we see that askara happens as a result of lashon hara. Ibayilu Reb Elazar Reb Yossi al lashon hara ka'amar or dilma af al lashon hara nami ka'amar. When Reb Elazar Reb Yossi commented, right, what happened? The Tanakama said, why does askara happen for eating tevel? And then Reb Elazar Reb Yossi says, al lashon hara. Does he mean, you're right, it's for eating tevel and also for lashon hara? Or does he mean, no, it's not for eating tevel, it's only for lashon hara? So Tashema, so Gemara brings a raya. Shniknus Rabbi Seinu le Keren Biavne. When the Chachamim entered Keren Biavne, where the Talmidim used to sit, Shuros Kikerem, they sat in rows, and that's where they learned all of Maseches Edios on that day. Hayasham Rabbi Dov Rabbi Lozor Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, Nishla Sheilu Zubifneim. They asked the following Shaila, Maka Zubifnei Mamas Chalus Bimnei Meayim Vigomeres Papeh. Why is it that the path of this disease is that it starts in the intestines and works its way up toward the mouth? Nen Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi Rosh Hamadab Mekal Makom Va'amar Afal Pisha Klayos Yatzos V'Leiv Mevin V'Lashon Mechatech Peg Gomer. The reason it starts deep inside a person and works its way up to the outside of a person is because the kidneys of a person give Eitza what to do, and they therefore come up with the idea of speaking Lashon Hara. The heart then understands to listen or chooses to listen to the Eitza of the Klayos and decides to speak Lashon Hara, and then Lashon Mechatech and Peh Gomer. The tongue speaks it, the mouth fully enunciates the words. So Askara, which is an Onesh for Lashon Hara, also starts deep inside of a person and works its way out toward the mouth. Nenar Blaz Rabbi Yosiva Maria had a different explanation. Mnei Sha'okun Badvarim Temeim. It's because they use their mouth to eat non kosher food, to eat things that they shouldn't be eating. So says Mar Dvarim Temeim Salkadaitach. Does Askara come because of eating non kosher food? No, it's like the Tanakama said, that they're eating tevel. So that's why a person is punished with askara, because it's the reverse path that the food takes. The food starts at the mouth and works its way down, so the disease will start from deep down and work its way out toward the mouth. Nana Rabbi Shimon Nevamar Bavon Bittel Torah. He says, no, askara is not because of tevel, it's not because of lashon hara, it's because of Bittel Torah. So Amar Lo, so he said, well, Nashim Yochichu, then women shouldn't suffer from askara, because women have no chiyuv of Talmud Torah, so there should be no Avon Bittel Torah. Says the Gemara, she mevatel says ba'alehen, because they're mevatel their husbands. We had a similar Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Maseches Sota that nashim b'mezachin. What zuchus do women have in Talmud Torah? And the Gemara says that the zuchus of women, the ikar zuchus in Talmud Torah, is not their own learning, but it's that they encourage their husbands and their children to learn Torah. So the avon of bittul Torah that they suffer from is not failure to learn on their own, because there's no chiv of Talmud Torah, but being mevatel their husbands from Talmud Torah. Nachrim yochichu. So says Gemara, nachrim yochichu. Yeah, but goyim certainly don't have to learn Torah, and not only are goyim not have to learn Torah, it's morasha kilas Yaakov al tikri morasha al morasa. A goy is not even allowed to learn Torah. It's also for a goy to learn Torah. So how could goyim suffer from this disease called askara if it only comes about as a result of bittul Torah? She mevatel nes Yisrael, because they're mevatel kal Yisrael from learning. Tinokos yochichu. What about little children? They have no chiv in Talmud Torah. She mevatel nes avien, that they're mevatel their fathers from learning Torah. Tinokos shel beis rabban. What about children who are already learning Torah in yeshiva? So little children that are not mevatel adraba, they're bringing more Torah into the world. And the hevel p'em shel tinokos shel beis rabban is the greatest Talmud Torah. It's the greatest zuchus. Sort of number of the posts can talk about, like a day like today, where a bechor requires a siyum to be matir eating. So do you require a siyum is a siyum of a tinok of a child enough of a siyum? Meaning, is that enough of a simcha? So many of the posts can say adrabba, it's the greatest simcha, because that's the ikur chiyuv of lima Torah is limata mesmenechem, to teach the children Torah. So tinok shel Hashem, they're not being mevatel Torah. So how come they suffer from askara? So hasam kid Rabbi Gurion. So Amar Rabbi Gurion, v'item Rav Yosef, Rabbi Shmaya, bizman shat tzadikim bedor, tzadikim nitfasim al ador. When the dor has tzadikim, tzadikim are going to be the ones that are killed as a result of the averos of the generation. They're our karban, they're our kapara. Ein tzadikim bedor, tinokos shel beis rabban nitfasim al ador. If there are no tzadikim in the dor, then the next one up to pay the price are the tinokos. So it's not for anything that they did, but it's a result of the sins of the generation. So first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to his garden and he picks out the shoshanim. He picks out the most precious roses. So he starts with the tzaddikim, and if there are no tzaddikim in that generation, he then moves on to the tinokos. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ze'iri va'amr la'am Rabbi Shimon ben Gzeira Maikra. Oh, what's the pasuk that's merames that tzaddikim and tinokos shel beis rabban die as a result of the avonos of a generation? Because the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Imlo, that's the daf yom kippur, says Imlo seidi lacha yafa banashim tzi'ilucha be'ikvei atzon, that if you don't observe my mitzvos, and then you're gonna have to be mevakesh rachamim in the zchus of ikvei atzon, which are the earlier generation, the avos, and they're called that because they are what we rely on, and their zuchus we're able to raise children. V'amrinon, and the pasuk says when it talks about mishkanos haroim gedayim amushkanin al haroim, the tinokos that are nitvas b'avonadar in place of the roim, in place of the tzaddikim. So that you see that the tzaddikim die b'avonadar, and when there are no tzaddikim, then it's the tinokos that suffer because of the avonadar. Shmamina af aloshen aranami kamer. But from all of this, you see the fact that Rabbi Lazar said that askara comes as a result of lashon hara. So he says over here that because of eating tevel, askara comes. So you see that when he said that it's a result of lashon hara, he meant af on lashon hara, that even on lashon hara, but not exclusively for lashon hara. Shema mina. So that's the raya. So now the Gemara ends with a topic that's a more cheerful topic: the story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Lazar in the cave. My karle rosh hamdabrim b'kol makom. The reason we get into this story is because we had just mentioned that Rabbi Rabbi Eloi, when they were in Karen Biavna, spoke up, and he was the Rosh HaMedabrim B'Kol Makom. How did he earn that title of being the Rosh HaMedabrim B'Kol Makom? The Yasvi, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, V'Yasvi, Yehuda Ben Gerim, Gabayhu. So this group of very holy people were sitting together. Pasar, Rabbi Yudav, Amar, Kamanon, Masein, Shalom, Azu. Look at how wonderful the Romans are. They're doing such amazing things for society. Tiknu Shvakim, Tiknu Gesharim. They built all these marketplaces. They built all these bridges to traverse rivers. Tiknu merchatzos. They built all these bathhouses. This is reminiscent of the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah that Lasalavo, the Malchus Rome, is gonna claim reward because they're gonna say, look what we did. We built all of these things for Klal Yisrael. And Kadosh Baruch is gonna say, Shotim Shabiolam. You didn't build these things for the Jewish people. You built these things for your own kavod, for yourselves. It happens to be that other people benefited from them. Rabbi Yossi Shasek, when Rabbi Yehuda was saying these praises of Rome, Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything. And then Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai va'amar, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai couldn't take it. He responded. He says, "Kol ma shetiknu lo tiknu lo tzarech atzman. They only did this for themselves. Tiknu shvakin lo shemen zonos. They built markets so that the zonos have a place to go and promote their business. Merchatzos la'adin ben atzman. They built bathhouses to indulge themselves. It's all to indulge their decadent lifestyle. Gisharim litel man meches. They built bridges so that they could charge a tax, so that they could charge a toll. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim v'siper divrayim. So Yehuda ben Gerim told other people about this conversation. He was very moved by this conversation. He didn't go and tell the Romans. He told his family. But chaver chad chaver islay. Word got out that this was the conversation that happened. V'dishmu l'malchus. So the malchus heard about this. The Romans heard about this. So amru Yehuda she'ila yisala. So Yehuda, who said nice things about us, so let him be the Rosh HaMedabrim B'kal Makom, right? Sometimes a powerful government official will operate that way. Anyone who speaks nicely about them gets elevated to positions in the government, and anyone who doesn't speak nicely about them, that's regardless of qualifications, that's how they make their decisions. Yossi Sheshasak, Yossi, who was quiet and didn't say anything, Yigla L'Tzipori, should go into Golus, into Tzipori. So Shimon Shagina, and Shimon, who spoke terribly about us, Yehareg, so they made a gezeira that he should be killed. So Azal Hu Brei Tashu Be Midrasha. So Rabbi Shimon Yechai and his son Rabbi Lazar had to hide in the base medrash. Kol Yoma V'Maisilu Debitu Rifto V'Chuzu Dema. I don't know how they didn't know to find them there, right? They were hiding in the base medrash. Where do you think you're going to find Rabbi Shimon Yechai and Rabbi Lazar? So anyway, so they went to hide in the base medrash, and every day his wife brought Rifto V'Chuzu Dema V'Karchi. She would bring a jug of water and some bread, and they ate and they drank. Ki takif gzeirasa, when the gzeiras hamalchus got even stronger, the search party got even stronger, and they were on all the wanted posters. Samle levrei, Reb Shimon said to his son, Nashim daitem kalus aleihen. We have to realize that women can be easily persuaded to reveal information. That's what it means, Nashim daitem kalus. This Gemara Masech Nida tells us that women have bina yaseira, so the Tosa Rosh and other Rishonim are already bothered by the stira. What is it? Are they smarter or less smart? Bina yaseira, and yet daitem kalus. So the Pashas is not like the Rishonim say. The Rishonim say that it depends on at what stage in life. That bina yaseira, the Tosa Rosh writes, is when they're younger. That's why a girl becomes chayav mitzvos at an earlier age than a boy, right? That you look at a 10-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl, it's like totally different. The level of maturity is like it's like a decade of a gap in maturity. But as they get older, so then nashim daitan kalos. But Pashas is that bina and das refer to different things. So women are stronger in bina and a little bit weaker in das. So anyway, but he was worried that his wife was going to reveal their whereabouts. So Dilma Mitzari Lo Megalyalan, they might pressure her and she's going to cave. So Azu Tashu, no pun intended, Azu Tashu B'Marasa. So they went and they hid away in a cave. Yisrachish Nisa Ibrilu Charuva Veina Damaya. And then a nace happened and they had a charuv tree to eat from, the peros from, and a natural spring of water that appeared in that cave. Vavu Mishalchi Manayu, they would take off their clothing. Vavu Yasiyat Tzavarayu B'chala, and they would sit up and they would bury themselves up until their necks in the sand in order to cover their erva while they were learning. Kula Yomagarsi, and they would learn all day. Bidon Sliya, when it came time to daven, Livshu Mikasu Matsu, they'd put on their clothing and they would daven. Vavu Mishalchi Manayu Kiyechidu Livla, and then they would have to take off the clothing again in order that the clothing shouldn't get worn out. Esu Tracer Shnei B'Ma'arata, it was their only change of clothing. They spent 12 years in the Ma'ara. As Eliyahu V'kama Pischa D'Ma'aras Eliyahu, and Navi came and he stood by the entrance of the cave. Amar Man Lo De L'Bar Yochai Demis Keser Batuk Zerate, and he just spoke in a stage whisper. Who's going to let Bar Yochai know that the Keser is dead and the Gzeira is over? So Nafku Chazu Inchi De Kakarvi V'Zari. They went out of the cave. They realized that now the Gzeira is over. They left the cave and they saw people doing what people do, plowing and planting and then working the fields. So Amar Shimon said, Look at these people, Manichel Chayei Olam, instead of learning Torah, Va'oskin B'Chayei Shah, they're instead involved in things that don't that are only so temporary, like working a field. Kol Makom Shnosen Enayin Miad Nisraf. Wherever they looked, the whole thing burnt. Everything was burnt from their kedusha. Yatzah Baskel V'Yamrlem. So Baskel came out and said to them, La'achrif Olam Yitzasem Chizru L'Maraschem. You came out to destroy my world. Get back in the cave. So Hadar Azul Lesivu Tresi Archishata. They went back to the cave for another 12 years. Amri Mishpat Rishon Beganim Shneim Asar Chodesh. So they said, well, even Rishon in Gehenim only have to spend 12 months in Gehenim. That's the reason that when someone says Kaddish, the Rama writes Shulchan Aruch. First of all, one only says Kaddish for an Av Ve'Eim. One doesn't say Kaddish for other relatives, but one says Kaddish. The minhag is we say Kaddish for 11 months and not for 12 months. Why? Because the Mishpat Rishon beGehenim is 12 months. So you assume that the purpose of the Kaddish is to save the parents from Gehenim, and it's a chutzpah to assume that a parent is a Rasha. Adrabah, someone asked Rav Shechter recently what people should do about saying Kaddish when you can't have a minion. Should they say that Kaddish of Rav Amram Gon that's going around that people discovered, or should they? He said, no, you know, you say Kaddish to save your parents from Gehenim. So he said, you know, I missed a bunch of Kaddishim when I was sitting when I was in Avelis with my parents, Rav Shechter said, because I went to Eretz Yisrael 3 or 4 times. So you miss a minion when you go to Eretz Yisrael when you're on the plane. No, he says, I don't think my parents were such Rishayim that they needed so much saving from Gehenim. So a person could have that attitude that the parents don't require such salvation from Gehenim. Yeah, I mean, obviously, ideally, you try to accrue as many Zechuyos as you can, Brahma Zaka Abba, but given the circumstances. Yatza Baskel V'Yamra, Baskel came in after 12 months, Tzu'umi Maraschem, and instructed them to leave the cave. Nafku, so they left the cave, Kol Hecha Dava Machi, Rabbi Lazar, where every place Rabbi Lazar would look at and cause the destruction, have a Masi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon would fix. So Amalo Bani, Dai Liolam Anivata. So Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Lazar, don't worry about these people that are Osek Mechayisha. Between me and you, we have enough Zechus to keep the world alive, or keep the world going with our Torah. But Adi Pani, there's another Gemara like that in Masechah Sukkah. We have a similar comment that their Torah alone could keep the whole world going. But Adi Pani, Demali Shabbata, when it came Erev Shabbos, Chazu Usaba Davanaka Tre Madoni Asa. They saw an older person with two hadas branches, v'rait, and he was running ben hashmashos when it was almost Shabbos. So Amrulei, they said to the zakin, hani lamalach, why two hadasim? Amrulehu l'kvod Shabbos, to smell them in honor of Shabbos. This is the minhag that people buy flowers for Shabbos. V'tiski lach b'chad, but what do you need two for? So chad keneged zachar, v'chad keneged shamar. One for zachar, one for shamar. Amrulei lebrei chazi kamach aviv mitzvos al Yisrael yasev datayu. Look how much the Jewish people love mitzvos, and that calmed him down. That we have two keneged zachar v'shamar. That's what the poskim point out. That's why we have in Shulchan Aruch we say that some by Nero Shabbos have two wicks. Shulchan Aruch writes echad keneged zachar v'echad keneged shamar. That's why we have two Shabbos candles. Is the minhag. Others have different minhagim to be marba b'neros. That's what the Rama says. That sometimes when you have a specific number that's given, it doesn't dafka have to be that number. It means that number is a minimum. But other people will add more candles. So a lot of times people think it's one keneged ima, one keneged abba, but it's and then the other candles for each of the children, but it's really the original two. It could be the other ones are keneged the children, but the original two are echad keneged zachar ve'echad keneged shamar. We'll just close with the story. Yanki Mikli texted me this morning that a Rabbi friend once told the story of an Israeli Chiloni girl who was in a youth group with religious friends, and she decided she wanted to light Shabbos candles. So she knew her parents would be against it, so she went to the makolet and asked for two candles. And the guy who runs the makolet knew that she was from a Chiloni family, so he figured she must not want Shabbos candles, she must want Yahrzeit candles. So he gave her two Yahrzeit candles. And she went in, she didn't know the difference, she went to her room, and she, in her bedroom, she lit the two candles on Friday afternoon. And her mother came into the room Friday night and saw these two Yahrzeit candles and said, what's that? And she said, Echad keneged ima, v'echad keneged abba. And it so shook up the mother that she changed her whole lifestyle or whatever to see that her daughter was lighting Yahrzeit candles for her. So anyway, everyone should have a wonderful Yantif, a Chag Kasher, Bari V'Sameach, and we should know if only Geulos and Yeshuos Bezos Hashem B'Karav Mamish.